Hello, this is Aurora, and sadly, this is my last project for writing workshop. And yeah, so my podcast episode is about my favorite anime, which is One Punch Man, and I'm gonna mostly be talking about this hero called Saitama, who I think personally could be Goku or Superman. Like, he's just like my new favorite hero. Like, I don't care what you say. Like, I feel like Saitama could just like beat Goku and Superman anytime. Okay. But yeah. So the thing is, Saitama, our main character, is a really strong hero in his world. Like, his parallel universe of Earth, which is located in Japan. And when we first get introduced by him, he was just chilling at home and was watching the news, and there is this monster that appeared in City Z, I think it was. So like, there's different cities, and they name them by like City A, City B, and Saitama so happens to live in City Z, which is like an abandoned city because it's just so dangerous. And it's like, what the heck are you there, like, living there? You know, like, he's the only life that lives in City Z. But I know that, like, there's a monster that pops up from there because supposedly there's a rumor that there's a really strong monster. And, you know, I feel like things are pointing towards our hero because he is just that strong. So that's just one example how he's just, like, one of the strongest. But yeah, before he even... hold up, I'm kind of backing up too far. But, you know, back to what I was saying, he was fighting this monster, and his name was Vaccine Man. And he had popped up from Earth, from down to Earth, you know, in the soil. I don't know, he just popped out. And he said that Mother Nature had created him because the humans are really filthy and disgusting, and they're polluting our Mother Earth. So, you know, that's his reasoning of being evil, or, evil in our eyes, I'm not sure. But, you know, before, Saitama just, like, popped out of nowhere, and he was like, well, you're a quick winner, you know? Saitama just says, I'm just a hero for fun because, Vaccine Man had, like, asked him, like, you know. But, yeah, Saitama said, like, I'm just a hero for fun, and which is true. And, Vaccine Man gets really upset because he's like, that's a total stupid reason to be a hero. Like, you know, you can kind of tell when you watch this show that most of the heroes are, like, very serious, very, narcissistic, and they're like, oh, you know, I want to be the strongest. You know, they're just the stereotype of every hero, you know? And then Saitama's just here, like, chilling, like, y'all kind of look silly. Like, y'all, like, you think I'm the stupid, like, one in here? But, like, no, just see yourself. But, yeah, Saitama, you know, before he could give Vaccine Man the hand of, like, popping him, you know, he just, like, one-punched him, and he just exploded. So we get into his, you know, his conflict, which is he is just the strongest man that, like, nobody can beat him. And it doesn't, excite him like how he used to when he was younger, which was, like, 3 years later before he became, like, officially the strongest, man, you know? You know, like, right now he's, like, in the future, he's, like, 25, so he'd probably been, like, 21 or 22 at the time when he was still, like, you know, your normal human being. And yes, he is human, and yet he is just, like, the strongest. So, he had went through intense training, which is, like, 100 push-ups, 100 everything, you know? And, you know, you think when you see a hero, they probably use like enhancements like robotic parts, or like they're just not humans. They like have magical powers, or they have martial arts. They're just, I don't know. But you know, people like, because whenever he, because later on the episodes, they're like, how did you get this strong? Like, you gotta tell me. Because like later, we also get introduced by another character named Genos, which is a hero higher ranking than, I think he wasn't officially on the roster for the company for the Hero Association, which is like this company which pays all the heroes to do their job. They're basically the police. I mean, they still have polices, but like when things like monsters and like just super strong, like if the cops can't handle it, they send in these heroes. And then they have rankings of like you know, your rank B, and your other rank is like, you know, like your level, like how strong you are, is like maybe level 23 or number one, you know. And Saitama wasn't officially a hero, which he thought he was always, but you know, later on we find out that he just he I'll come back to this for a second, but yeah, back to Saitama, being the strongest man. But you know, his training was kind of basic, you know. But he tells us that he became a hero because, like, you know, just the everyday normal life businessman wasn't cutting for him. And he had so happened to be late for work. And here's the part where, like, he becomes a hero later on. And this also is a very important, crucial part to his, like, to the crucial part for, like, everybody, every single hero that gets paid. You know, this company that was made. So, like, they didn't officially, like, they kind of hinted towards him being the reason why this corporation was made. But, so, you know, he was your average businessman, or at least trying to. You know, he wasn't getting hired, you know. Before, like, he was going to be late for a job interview, which he probably would have failed anyways if he went there. And he so happens to bump into Crablante. And Crablante he explains to us how he became this monster because he ate too much crab. You know, it's kind of silly to say, but, you know, he ate too much crab. He loved too much crab, and he became a crab. Like, half of his body was crab, and the other half was, like, human. But, you know, he was wearing underwear, so better than nothing. But he had been looking for this butt chin kid, you know. The characters on here are kind of like silly looking, and this kid had like a butt looking chin, you know, like not kind of like Peter Griffin. But yeah, you know, because he had drawn nipples on his chest, so he was looking for revenge. Like, he was like on a murderous rampage to people that insulted him. And you know, so I had to happen to bump into him, but luckily he was just in a depressing mood, and like he had this look in his eyes, which Crablante had said, like, you know, you're just like me, you know. But he let him live because he didn't do anything. He just, you know, just bumped in, you know. And you know, so that encounter just, like, you know, they walk away from each other. And then later he sees the butt chin kid playing with his soccer ball, and you know, he's like, hey kid, did you draw nipples on a crab monster? And he's like, well, yeah. And he kind of like stopped to think of like saving him, but then he, you know, yeah. But then Crablante later on shows up, and you know, he's gonna try to murder this kid basically for drawing nipples on his like chest. And you know, he's kind of saying, like, you know, even though like this like this kid did this, like, there's no reason to kill him. And Crablante's like, who cares, I kill people for like stupid reasons, you know. And he's like, I can't even clean this off because I have crab hands. And then he kind of, so he's like, why are you sticking up for this kid? I'm like, no. He's like, no reason, I don't know. But then he later on you know, remember something that he always wanted to be a hero. He wanted to be the strongest man. He wanted to fight villains, you know? So, like, he ends up fighting him. Like, but at this point, like, he had not, like, had the ability of becoming a hero. Like, he didn't have the intense training, but he somehow actually destroyed that monster. Not sure how, but he did. And, you know, that part in the scene with the little kid is later on told that the corporation had been built by this man with tons of money because his son had been saved by a hero so happening passing by a park. And, like, the kid had been at the park with this mysterious hero. So, like, that's pretty crazy. Like, I'm pretty sure that hero was our man Saitama. So, you know, the thing about this show that triggers me is that people be coming at him because he's bald. Like, if they were to hate him, it was because he was bald, you know, like, silly looking. But, you know, Saitama used to have hair back then, but he had lost it because his intense training of becoming a hero. And, you know, we also, like, learned that, like, these monsters have appeared because of their passion, like, their something that they really love and that they really focus on it, like, on one thing, and they become this monster that represents their passion, I guess you can say. Like Crab Lantern ate too much crab. There was, like, many other, like, monsters, like this one. I can't even say his name right now because, like, it's I need, like, a piece of paper to remember the entire thing, but he's basically a car because he became a car because he loved cars so much, you know. So we see this, you know, in the monsters that appeared. Like, we don't even know why they appear. They just appear. And, we see this, like, this stereotype of, like, heroes and, like, these monsters popping up for no, like, reason. Just because they have a passion. It's, like, the theme is pretty cool and everything, but, like, it's kind of weird at the same time, but, like, it's silly, but then it can be serious, even though, like, some of the characters can be a little bit too full of themselves. We tend to like them more. I don't know how to explain it, but yeah. So Saitama, strongest man, and, you know, I feel like everybody should be really grateful to him for the things that they have, because, like, without him, like, everything slowly connects to him. So here's the other part I went to forward to, some forward into, like, our current time. And Saitama had met this man named Genos, and Genos is you know, a robot man, and he happened to have a mission, which was to, like, his purpose of being a hero is to, destroy, oh, man, I skipped too much. Okay, before I move on to this, really sorry, but Saitama, his purpose was to have fun, become a hero for fun, but since he's just the strongest man, he has no passion that much. Like, he wants to find a villain that's so strong that it doesn't take one punch to just destroy him. Like, he wants a challenge, and he wants that excitement. And that's why when he fights people, he gives them a chance at first to, like, throw some, see how strong you are, and then he decides when to punch them, you know? And, you know, he's just trying to find that passion again. Like, in the first episodes, it was hinting that he, like, his purpose, which is that, and then we'd always have, like, these monsters have, like, wanting these purposes, you know, like, their passions to come true. Like, we have this giant monster that looks like a titan, and he wanted to be the strongest man, but then he becomes the strongest man, and, like, he's just this huge man because his brother had given him this potion that was supposed to make him be the strongest man. And, you know, in the process of that, like, he was just, like, I don't know, he was dazed or whatever. And Saitama had just appeared out of nowhere and hopped on his shoulder, and the brother was on the other shoulder, and he just said, like, kill that man, because, you know, like, what the heck are you doing here? Like, how did you get up here? So he smashes the wrong person. He smashes his brother. And then he's like, why am I the strongest man if I have nobody to like share this happiness with? Or I don't know, I'm not exactly sure. Like, he also feels that void where, like, there's no passion in this anymore. Like, there's, like, it's no fun, you know. So, yeah, that's him. And then, like, Saitama's just kind of, like, he's, like, I get that. Like, he's, like, you know, what's the fun of it if you have, like, you don't have, you lost that flame, you know. Like, you know, sometimes we can tell that from Saitama, like, he'll be, like, serious. But then once it's not what he thinks it is, or like when he's just like, oh, okay, his eyes kind of like change where it's like dilated pupils, like where it's just tiny, you know. Sometimes, you know, we get this like goofy looking character, and sometimes we get this like serious like character, which anime does a really good thing to portray, like we see their facial features, you know, kind of tells us how they feel, you know. And yeah, so he like sometimes every hero he fights, I mean not every hero, every villain or monster he fights, sometimes it relates back to him in a way, like it, some of the things they say is kind of like how he feels, you know, or like that's how we perceive Saitama. I'm like, oh, is that how you feel, Saitama? Saitama? I don't know why I'm saying that like funny, but you know, that's just how I guess that how he would feel. But yeah, so that's just like one of the things. Okay, so back to the whole general thing, because I know I keep flip flopping over and over. I'm sorry, I don't really have everything scripted, so like my usual stuff, I usually read it on a paper. But back to Genos, future, present, like the present time. So we come back to Genos, and he kind of like, he's like in the middle of, okay, so his passion is like, you know, trying to find this man who murdered his entire family and friend, which is kind of dark. But you know, when he later on tells that to Saitama, he kind of it's for some reason, like, we get to his whole backstory when he just asks like a simplified version of it, you know, like he just really doesn't care. You know, that's just how Saitama is. Like, he's like really, really compassionate. Like, he's like friendly, but like, you know, he just doesn't care. Like, you know, but he is really a great person, just gonna say. But yeah, we find out about him and his story, where he is trying to find this robot that murdered tons of people. And you know, that's why he always has new robot implants inside of him. But yeah, he's in the middle of fighting this mosquito lady. I'm not sure why her passion is with mosquitoes, but you know, she sucks up all the blood from people and she becomes stronger. You know, you see these evil villains who want to become stronger. You see this passion of stronger, I want to be stronger, or you know, in every episode. And then it's like what's the point of being strong, you know? There's no like, the thing he likes about like some heroes is that like they're not the strongest, but they still try to fight the biggest, most strongest. Like, we know they're gonna lose, but they still try, you know. And he likes that passion, like the passion of like feeling, you know, like when, let's say, I like the feeling of my, like, I hate the feeling of doing a project and I know that, oh my god, I'm gonna fail this, like it's gonna go horribly wrong, you know, but then I actually manage to pass it and I magically somehow actually get a good grade for it, and I'm like very proud of myself and like surprised, but I'm like, oh wow, you know. So it's kind of like that for him, you know. He wants to feel that fire in him, like when he felt, when he became a hero for the first time. So he likes that's when we see him in, like, in a better mood, when he, like, just watches from afar, and then he later joins in. Because, like, he, like, when you see the heroes on here, like, it's just a big struggle to fight this monster. But we know our man Saitama, if he were to join in, bah! You're done. You're just done. Okay? You're lucky if you survive, okay? Because most of the villains, like, they're not really family friendly, because, you know, if they, well, like, the, like, there's no blood and stuff like that, like, really, like, gory stuff, but, like, when it comes to, like, our most heroes, they don't kill the villain. I mean, like, yeah, they don't kill the villain. You just send them to a prison, and then they pop out again, you know? But the villains on here, if you happen to be fighting the wrong hero, you know, there's no penalty of, like, murdering the monster, or I'm not sure if they can really murder, no, they can't, I've seen it happen. Okay, but yeah, you know, you're just lucky if you survive as a villain, because, you know, the villains in our, like, Batman universe or Superman universe always get sent into, like, the prison, you know, it's just, like, you know, but, yeah, okay, but Saitama, strongest man, okay, so he is just, like, okay, but, like, here is where I also wanted to get. I think I'm gonna forward a little bit up, because, actually, I'm not gonna go that far, but, you know, sometimes as you are the strongest man, like, you know, hold up, I went too far, sorry about this, but, he, in one episode, he, like I said, he didn't, get recognized as a hero, even though he's been doing it for, like, about, I think it was 4 years of being a hero, but he wasn't officially recognized as a hero by the corporation. So, in this one episode, he meets this guy, Sonic, which is, like, a villain for kind of, like, the mafia, or Yakuza, is how people say it, I think, which is, like, you know, bad people, like, drugs, maybe, I don't know, but, he works for them, and, they sent him to go assassinate these delinquents that want to fight back, and, you know, the whole, oh, we don't need a job, like, it's just all, like, rigged, and, you know, it's not fair. They're kind of like Saitama, but, like, Saitama's, like, he's not evil, you know, he's not, they're just kind of doing it to be lazy, sort of, you know, to, like, get out of work, but, like, it's not really like Saitama, but, you know, one thing is to, like, shave your head. That's how the look is, and people were freaking out because Saitama was bald, and they thought he was one of the villains from one of the, like, members of that gang, you know, but they were gonna head to go kill some guy, but, you know, Sonic so happens to be their personal, like, bodyguard sort of thing, and you know, he finds out that, like, he has not recognized it. Like, he later realizes that he didn't know about this whole, like, hero association, which is kind of stupid, because he was the hero that saved that kid. So, like, wouldn't you try to find that hero and, like, you know, be like, thank you for saving my son? But no, they didn't do that, and, you know, he didn't get that recognition that he deserves, you know? And, you know, I'm kind of, I mean, sometimes a little bit selfish, but, like, you know, he lets it go, but, like, you know, it's kind of, like, I don't know, people be stealing his cred, basically, and he doesn't even know it until, like, they kind of, like, tell him, or, like, we just know, I'm, like, oh, it was obviously Saitama, like, it's written Saitama all over, you know, on his big forehead, right there. Okay, but yeah, so these villains are coming after this guy, and then he later bumps into Sonic, and he's, like, this kind of, like, ninja villain or whatever, you know, that's his kind of, like, passion of being really fast, like, you know, like, Sonic the Hedgehog, you know, haha, but, you know, trying to be really fast, you know, has the best martial arts, really strong, wants a lot of money, I guess that's his sort of passion, I guess speed, maybe, stealthiness. I don't know, but, you know, One Punch Man so happens to be looking for those villains because they're stealing his look, like, being bald, I'm sorry, but that's funny. He goes after looking for him, the boss, and to tell him, like, hey, you're stealing my look and you're making me look like a criminal because everybody thinks I'm a criminal because I'm bald, you know? And he goes looking for them, and unfortunately, he bumps into Sonic, and they have a fight, and of course Saitama wins, but you know, like, the way he fought, it was just like, oh, you know, okay, you know, okay, and then he accidentally kicks, I mean, like, he lifts his arm, and like, he kind of hurts the guy in his private, because he just like happened to be there, and you know, because he was doing all his ninja moves and being stealthy and fast, you know, because, like, he just could not beat Saitama, and then, you know, he's like, I'm gonna take revenge, but, like, when he meets him, he thought he was one of the villains, because, he was bald, so, like, obviously, we know that people don't know Saitama at this point, and he thinks it's crazy, because he's been a hero for, like, 4 years, I think it was, and, you know, it's just, like, absurd, you know, and, yeah, but like, yeah, that was just crazy to him and mind-blowing. But you know, later on, I missed something important there too. But you know, Genesis him, they became, you know, sort of like roommates or whatever, because he wanted Saitama to be his sensei slash master teacher, to help him become the strongest, because he almost died during the last mission with the mosquito lady, and he was being careless, and he wants to know how strong, why Saitama became so strong. And you know, I went too ahead to Sonic, but there's this other episode where like there's this villain who, it was called the zoo, is where the, it was basically a laboratory by this very genius kid from a very young age, and you know, he wanted to create this evolution, a house of evolution or something like that. I think that's what it was called. It wasn't the zoo, but house of evolution, something has to do with evolution. But he made these like monsters that were like, they had like animal characteristics, and you know, he was trying to make the strongest one, and he had this one that was a beetle, and then he beat him, and before he beat the beetle dude, they all asked like, why are you so, like, how did you get so strong? And he obviously told them that he was strong because he trained for like 100 everything, you know. And you know, they debunked it real quick, be like, nope, there's no way you did 100 of this to become this strong. It's like impossible to be that strong because of that. And you know, even Genos didn't believe it. He's like, sensei, stop lying, you know, stop being a liar. And but then later on, he just thinks, oh, you just said that because you didn't want your secret to come out. But you know, somehow General stayed there this long, and he still doesn't understand. He really believes that it has to be something secret, you know. And it's kind of silly though. But yeah, back to Sonic. So yeah, they don't know. He didn't know that people didn't know him. Like, it's crazy to him. It was mind blowing. So then later on, Genos helped him figure this out, and they sign up for the corporation, Heroes Association, you know, and they do that, and Genos already is really popular. People like him based off his looks. Based off your looks as a hero, like, it's kind of like idols, like pop stars. The heroes can be like idols and pop stars, where like some of them are really good looking, and usually they're the top ranks because of their looks, and also because of their strength, you know. And you know, Genos obviously gets more beloved, like, when you look at Saitama's like, oh, it's just this, like, bald dude who's just weak, you know. They later on sign up for that, and, you know, does the whole, how do you say this word? You know, when you, the old, you know, trying to apply, and, like, they had to go do the
test their strength and their IQ as well. And sadly, Saitama didn't pass IQ, but he exceeded some of the physical tests and like overdid it. Like everything he touched, it broke. Like it just like you couldn't even record it. It was just that strong. Like he has no limit of like his strength limits is unknown. Like there's no limit, you know. And that's what's so crazy about him, because I think the conflict is that he, like, we just want to see him fight someone that's so strong that, like, even Saitama can't even beat him, you know? That's the premise of the show, and, like, these funny stereotypes of, like, heroes, how silly it can be, and, but, yeah, back to the Hero Association. So, Generals passes both physical and IQ, and you know he is, I think he is already an S rank, but Saitama sadly was a C, but later on becomes a B rank because since he hangs out with Genos, he has better access to all the fighting huge monsters. And sometimes when the thing is like when you later get deeper into the show, you find out a lot of things. You find out about Saitama, like, all of these big monsters that have shown, Saitama beat them. Like, this is why we don't, the reason why we don't know he's the one that's destroying all these big monsters is that we have this character named King. In season 2, we find out that it's been him stealing the credit. But it's not that he was intentionally trying to. He just happened to be there. And then people pointed at him. You know, because Saitama would just, like, disappear really quick. And, you know, there was our King. So, he becomes very popular. But he has nothing to do with it. But, you know, he just, he's like, oh, you know, I'm here. But like when it comes down to fighting, he avoids it like the plague because he knows he's not the one that's doing it. But for some reason, he can't remember that Saitama was the one that did it. But then later on in season 2, Saitama, King finds out it was actually him. And he finds out that Saitama was really strong. And like he apologizes for stealing his credit. It's just like, that's why we know, like, because you can't have these monsters just, like, magically be destroyed. Like, it had to have been by something or someone who did it. And it was obviously Saitama. And, like, you know, I guess that's why he never was found out. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if King was, you know, supposedly the reason why that, the corporation, like, they probably just point say, oh, it was him because he was the strongest one. You know, that's probably why they never looked for Saitama, the actual hero, who saved that kid. But it's just, like, crazy. Like, they wouldn't, like, even if you were to tell him that, oh, that was me, they wouldn't believe him. They think he'd be crazy, but mostly because they base it off his look. Because, like, most of the time, whenever he goes in public, he wears a suit, which is, like, a yellow, tracksuit, and then some gloves and some red boots, but like, and a cape, of course. You know, they kind of just don't take him serious, especially like his eyes are just like too goofy, like, you know, not your serious. Like, some of the characters on here look really cool, and then some of them just like look very like the characters, like, they didn't even try to like do anything really. Like, it was just really simplified. You don't get these intense like features or like things that stand out from them. Like, usually it's their costume or their like their meaning of becoming a hero. Like, you know, of course, like, oh, you became a hero because of Bat, like, you know, like sort of like Batman. Like, they all have like, I don't know, but yeah, you can already tell like how strong Saitama is. Like, there's all these like connections coming back to him, and you know, especially this one, like the finale is where Saitama fights this pirate alien that comes because he's just so bored of being the strongest man or alien, and he had asked a gypsy, I think it was a gypsy, I'm not sure, or like a witch, to like a fortune teller basically, and they told him not to go to this planet because if he did, he would die there. But he yet came over there, and he so happened to bump into Saitama, and he got destroyed. But before he was destroyed, like, Saitama had like went inside
the building, like the spacecraft, and all the heroes were struggling to get in because they had these monsters. They would just like reform over and over again, and you know, Saitama goes inside like by himself, and nobody knows that he went by himself. He just went in there, massacred a whole alien species that was in there, and he defeats the pirate god. And you know, before he fights him, we have this like deep interaction with him. He's like, oh, you weren't even trying, like, because you know, he punches him more than once, and he just did it out of pity, like, you know. And the pirate god alien thing knew, and you know, Saitama was just doing it to make him feel better before he like passed on to the pearly gates of heaven, you know. So that's just one, like, if this, we have other characters that like we don't even know fully about them, like they could be strong, like this one, I don't know her name, this kind of like psychic hero, but we don't know exactly how strong she is, because like sometimes we think a hero on the show is like super strong because you know that's how they portray them, or how they portray themselves, but then we find out, oh, they're not really that strong as I thought they were. And you know, that's probably true about her maybe, but we're not 100% sure. And you know, so who knows, maybe she's stronger than him, but I honestly doubt it, because I feel like Saitama could beat her even if she has psychic abilities. I just feel like Saitama would beat her, anybody. So later on, we in season 2, we have this character who is supposedly maybe even like, he's like Saitama, except he wants to be a villain. Like, his purpose was to be a villain. Like, who cares about the heroes? I want to be a villain. When he was growing up watching TV, watching Power Ranger, you know, Japan's Power Rangers version, you know, that's also what Saitama was like, you know, laughing about in the park. You know, you kind of remind me of this monster from like my favorite kids shows. You know, I still don't really know, because I haven't finished watching that. But so far, Saitama seems to be the strongest man, and I think he's the best suited hero in this universe, or in any universe. And like, he is just so amazing. Like, he just surprises me every single time. Like, it's like you don't know what goes on in that head of his, the little bald head of his. It's like, I don't know. And then sometimes you just have to think, sort of like abstract. Like, you really do think, like, you think when you watch this anime, it's just kind of like stupid, like, because it's random, there's no lore in it. But you know, surprisingly, even like cartoons and animes that like they're supposed to be goofy, sneak in a little bit of lore each episode. You just have to look for snippets of it and then later connect it, leading to whatever it is. And you know, that's just how I feel when I watch this anime, and that's why I think it's one of the best. And I'm so thankful that they made this possible, because this almost did not become an anime. And if it didn't have became an anime, then I would have been, I don't know what I've been. I probably would have eventually maybe found it, but to be honest, it's not really my genre of anime, so I probably, the chances were very slim. But luckily, they became an anime, and they wrote, because like they had a manga out for it. It just wasn't really that cool, professional, idealistic, you know, like our modern manga looking, aesthetically pleasing sort of like thing. And you know, that's just how I feel about the original. I low-key want to read it, but you know, I haven't even finished the really cool looking one. But yeah, I'm really thankful for having this anime, because I don't know, like, my favorite hero is Saitama. Like, I don't, like, most people like, you know, Superman, Batman, all these other heroes, but you know, I kind of really like these comedic heroes that are like, you know, really down to earth, you know, like kind of like us sort of, but like still really amazing. But you know, that's just how I feel about, you know, Saitama. I just think he's just the best hero, like the strongest man. But yeah, this was a pretty good final project, and I guess I'm gonna sign out and turn this in, and you know, yeah, bye.